Psalms, Week 3, Day 6, The End of the Israelitish Church and a New Church. Psalm 78, Part 2. So in verses 38 to 40, the spiritual sense is the Lord forgave them. The psalm says, and he remembered that they were flesh, a wind that goes and does not return. The next part, spiritual sense says, again, they were seemingly converted when they recalled the miracles in Egypt, all of which involved the removal and dispersion of the hells from them, a recital of these miracles. So in part, these verses say, and he turned to blood their rivers and their streams so that they could not drink. He sent among them a flying swarm and it devoured them, and frogs, and they destroyed them. And he gave their produce to the caterpillar, and their toil to the locust. He killed their vine with hail, and their mulberry fig trees with heavy hail. When he closed in their beast of burden with the hail, and their livestock with embers, and he sent against them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and adversity, ascending out of evil angels. Then in the next part of the psalm, the spiritual sense says, the Lord thus led them into the land which was the seat of the church. We read, and he drove out the nations from before them and allotted them an inheritance by a cord and made the tribes of Israel to inhabit their tents. By a cord means that cords were used to measure out a tract of land so that you would know where your inheritance, where your property lines were. Then the next part says, yet they backslid and worshipped another god. The psalm says, and they provoked him with their high places and made him zealous with their carved images. The spiritual sense says, therefore, they were forsaken by the Lord and delivered over to their falsities and evils, this of themselves. The psalm says, God heard and was wroth and rejected Israel exceedingly. And he abandoned the habitation of Shiloh, the tabernacle which he inhabited among man. And he gave his strength into captivity and his splendor into the hand of the adversary. Spiritual sense continues, thus they were rejected. The psalm says, and he rejected the tent of Joseph, and the tribe of Ephraim he did not choose. Then the last part of the psalm switches over to a new church in place of the former. It says, therefore a new church was instituted which would worship the Lord and which the Lord could lead. The psalm says, and he chose David, his servant, and took him from the pens of the flock. And he pastured them according to the integrity of his heart, and led them by the understanding of the palms of his hands. And then in explaining the words, he sent against them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and adversity, ascending out of evil angels. We read, it is not that Yehovah ever sends anger upon anyone, but that men bring it upon themselves. Nor does he send evil angels among them, but man draws them to himself. It is a most general truth that all things come from God, thus evil things as well as good. But this most general truth, which must be taught to children, youths, and the simple, should afterward be enlightened, that is, by showing that evils are from man, though they appear as if from God, and that it is so said in the word, in order that they may learn to fear God, lest they should perish by the evils which they themselves do, and afterward may love him. For fear must precede love, in order that in love there may be holy fear. For when fear is instilled in love, it becomes holy from the holiness of love. And then it is not fear of the Lord's being angry and punishing, but lest they should act against good itself, because this will torment the conscience. Questions and comments. Number one, why is it necessary for this psalm and the word in general to sound as if God is angry? What good comes of this appearance, though it is not true? Number two, does it seem to apply to our church that we can have seen miracles or wonderful things the Lord has done for us and for people we love by his heavenly doctrine, and yet we end up worshiping another God? Number three, why are the successive or stages of vastation of the church totally devastated in its rejection, and the rejection of the Lord by the church, such important, frequent topics in the Word?